Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faith. Thank you for your grace and mercies, blessings. You have reigned. Thank you for being so compassionate. Thank you for making in our lives. What on every side? Opening doors for us. Breakthroughs. Jesus' name. Father, in our lives and see, thank you for of the enemy that were formed against us, exalted forever in Jesus' name. That is prevailing in our lives, in our heart, in our environment. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for not allowing us to seek you in vain. Thank you for not allowing us to trust you in vain. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because in this ministry, we have seen your power do great things, and you always answer our prayers. We thank you because the prayers we are going to pray tonight, you will answer, and your power is going to work mighty things in our lives. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you fill this place with your glory and power and presence in Jesus' name. Strengthen every one of us and those that will still join to pray and to prevail in Jesus' name. Lead us to pray those prayers that are very relevant to our present need and situation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to sing worship songs as we continue further. Great by you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All the power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. There is none like you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We will praise you forever. Great are you, Lord. You open doors no one can shut. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name, sing it. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. Sing it. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. With light unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might, power and might, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and honor, power and might, power and might, be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. He's a miracle walking God. 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 Jesus is a miracle walking God. He's 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 a mountain moving 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 God. He's a way making 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 God. He's a miracle working 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 God. He's a mountain moving 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 God. He's a way making 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 God. He's a miracle working 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 God. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. And I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. There is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside Thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord, holy are You, Lord, all creation. All creation, they call You God, call You God. Worthy is Your name, worthy is Your name. We worship Your majesty, awesome God. Awesome God, how great Thou art. You are God, You are God. Mighty are Your miracles. We stand in awe of Your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art, how great thou art. You are God, you are God, mighty high, your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name, of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You are here, you are here, before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all thrones, above all wonders, above all wonders the world has ever known. Yes, Lord, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you want. Crucified, 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 leave behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, it thought of me, above all, crucified, crucified, leave the storm, you leave the doubt, reject me now, Lord. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. He was crucified. Laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. You thought of me above all. Oh, and again I give you my heart. Oh, and again I give you my soul. Oh, and again, oh, and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus, over and again. I give you my heart, I give you my life, over and again. I give you my soul, over and again, over and again. I belong to you, Lord, over and again. I give you my heart, Jesus, over and again. I give you my soul, over and again, over and again. I belong to you. God is a miracle worker, a miracle worker. If you believe, sing it. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker, a miracle walker. Is a glorious God. God is a glorious God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. We serve unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. That is the God we serve. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. He can be trusted. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am, the great I am. Alleluia. 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 You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God. You never break your promises, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do what you say what you do. You are covenant keeping God. mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We will praise you forever, you are covenant keeping God. Thank you, Jesus. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. He's too faithful to fail us. Sing it. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. What a mighty God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Begin to worship him. He's so wonderful. So gracious. So powerful, so mighty, so great. Praise him. There is no end of his greatness. There is no measure of his power. There is no measure of his strength. No measure of his goodness and mercies. We worship you, Father. You have too much grace, too much blessings, too much grace to give out, too much blessings to give out. We praise you, Father. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above all your enemies, far above the highest mountains, far above all kingdoms and thrones. You are highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. You control everything. You control the entire universe and the realms beyond the universe. You control times and seasons. We praise you, Father. You open the eyes of the blind. Blessed be your holy name. You open the prison doors for prisoners to be free. Blessed be your holy name. You set captives free. Blessed be your holy name. You take away sicknesses and diseases. Blessed be your holy name. You open doors no man can shut. You shut doors no man can open. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. May we be to thank him with this prayer. Say thank you, Father, for being so good to me and my household. Say thank you, Father, for being so good to me and my family. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so compassionate to me and my household, to me and my family members. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for preserving my life and that of my family members. Thank you for keeping us secured from dangerous attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. I believe you're giving him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Say thank you, Father, for being so good to me. Thank you for doing me good. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for helping me in a great way. You're going to say, Father, thank you for helping me in a great way. Open your mouth and thank him. Say, Father, thank you for helping me in a great way. Thank you for helping me in a great way. You have given me helps that are beyond what I needed. You have given me support that is beyond what I asked for. Thank you, Father, for helping me greatly. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for doing new things in my life. Say, thank you, Father, for doing new things in my life. Open your mouth and thank him. You don't need to be looking for the new things. You just thank him. Because indeed, he has done new things in your life. Whether you can see it or not, just thank him. Say, Father, thank you for doing new things in my life. Thank you for doing new things in my family, in my calling, in my destiny. Thank you for doing new things in my life, even in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Thank you for doing new things. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to be a committed, dedicated, and faithful Christian. Say, Father, give me grace to be a committed, a devoted, a dedicated and a faithful Christian. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord, give me grace to be a committed Christian, a faithful Christian, a devoted Christian, a dedicated Christian. Give me grace to be a serious Christian. That's another way to say it in a layman's language. A serious Christian. Give me grace to be such a believer. Such a believer that is committed and consistent in following you, in serving you, in pleasing you, in fellowshipping with you. Give me grace for that, O Lord. Give me grace to be such a believer, a committed and a consistent believer. One that is committed when it is convenient and when it is not. One that is committed and consistent in season and out of season. So Lord, give me grace to be such a believer. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. I believe you are talking to him. Yeah, because there are people here who are not committed, who are not consistent. You need to be committed. You need to be consistent in your prayer life, in your Bible study life. You need to be committed. You need to be consistent in doing spiritual exercises every day. You need to be committed. You need to be consistent. Say, Lord, give me grace to be a faithful Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You must not be a circumstantial Christian, a situational Christian. You must not be that type of Christian in these last days. Otherwise, you cannot make it. You will not make it. What is a circumstantial Christian or a situational Christian? It is such a Christian that draw closer to God when things are okay, only when things are okay. Yeah, that is a situational Christian. A Christian that have based his or her relationship with God on situations that happens in his or her life. So when the situations happening seems to be good and pleasant, that Christian will be vibrant and committed and dedicated. But when the situation is going the opposite direction, that Christian will start drawing back from prayer, from serving God, from praising and worshiping God, from thanking God, from doing spiritual exercises. Yeah, so we must not be that type of Christians, or else we cannot make it in these last days. So you are going to pray. If you are still allowing situations to move you as a Christian, you are not ready to walk with God yet. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I refuse to be a situational Christian. I refuse to be a circumstantial Christian. Help me to be committed in following you, both when it is convenient for me and when it is not. Open your mouth and pray like that. Some people, they only do spiritual things when they feel good in their bodies. So when they don't feel good in their bodies, whether they feel weak or depressed or tired, they don't think of spiritual things in those times. And that is dangerous. Say, Father, help me to be committed to following you, to serving you, to doing spiritual things, to doing spiritual exercises, both when it is convenient for me and when it is not. Lord, I reject situational Christianity. In my life, I reject situational Christianity. Say, I reject circumstantial Christianity. Help me to be strong in faith. Not that I serve you every day. I please you every day. I worship you every day. Such that I learn of you every day, irrespective of whatever I am going through. Make me a strong Christian that is not moved by circumstances. Make me a strong Christian that is not moved by situations. I believe you are praying like that. Lord, make me a strong Christian that cannot be shaken by circumstances. Make me such kind of Christian at this time. In the name of Jesus, make me such kind of Christian at this time. In the name of Jesus. The Lord, make me such kind of believer that cannot be discouraged by any circumstance that I face. Make me strong believer that cannot be depressed by any circumstance that I face. Make me such a Christian. Lord, make me a strong Christian. That is when we know Christians that are strong. We can only know a strong Christian in the days of adversity. That is when we can know a strong Christian. If you like speaking tongues for 72 hours, we will know whether you are strong spiritually, in the days of adversity. That is when we know whether you are strong or not. If you like, raise the dead back to life. Pray and let the dead man come back to life. That is not strength. When we know that you are strong in the days of adversity, in the days of troubles, in the days of tribulation, that is when we know whether you are a strong Christian or not. So Lord, make me a strong Christian that cannot be moved by any circumstance or situation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. How can you be such a strong Christian? There's one thing that I know. To make Christians strong. And that is faith in the Word of God. Faith in God's Word. That is one thing that I have known that makes Christians very strong. So my question for you is, do you have faith in the Word of God? You read the Word of God, but do you believe that it is true? You study the Word of God, but do you believe that it is true? How strong is your, how strong is your faith in God's word? How strong is it? How strong is it? How often do you even read God's word? When last have you studied God's word? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in God's word. Strengthen my faith in God's word. You see, we are already entering into the worst times ever in history. We're already entering into the worst times of the last days. If you are not strong at this time, you will fall. I'm telling you, you will fall. So you must take your relationship with God to the next level if you are going to make it in these last days. You must take your relationship with God to a higher level, or you will not survive. Your faith will not survive. So which means a time will come, you will leave Christianity. You will be out of the faith. You will no longer be a Christian. If you don't pursue strength now, a time will come and you will no longer be a Christian. And even if you still go to church, you will just be a fake Christian, because you would have lost your salvation. So I want you to take these prayers very serious. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in God's word. Strengthen my faith. Deepen my faith in God's word. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith. Help me to believe God's word. Many times we study God's word, but we don't believe it. Literally, we don't really believe it. Yeah, we just read and study it, but we don't really believe it. We don't really believe it. And how do I know we don't really believe it? Because we don't apply it in our actions, in our daily lives. The Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in God's word. Help me to believe that God's word is true, and that any other thing that is contrary to it is a lie. Help me to hold God's word so dear to my soul. Help me to hold God's word so dear in my heart. Help me to believe God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can help you. Help me to really believe God's word to the point of preaching it. To the point of teaching it. Help me to believe it to the point of doing it. Help me to believe God's word to the point of allowing it to control my actions and attitudes and character and behavior. Help me to believe God's word. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another thing that will make you a strong believer is faith in all that Jesus has done for you. Faith in all that Jesus has done for you. I remember when my faith began to grow and I began to see reasons why I should trust God for my personal healing and health. I began to see reasons why I should not depend on drugs for my healing. Because I saw in the Bible that Jesus already paid the price for my healing and for my health. So I began to teach myself to stop depending on drugs or medical treatment for healing, for health. I began to train myself to depend on God's word. So if we really believe in what Jesus has done for us, there are some things we will stop doing. There are some personal decisions we will make. You don't need anyone to come and tell you to do those things. You will personally make those decisions because you have faith in what Jesus has done for you on the cross of Calvary. So you are going to pray. Where is your faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary? Where is that faith? You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in all that Jesus has done for me. Strengthen my faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Strengthen my faith. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Strengthen my faith in all that Jesus has done for me through his death on the cross, through his resurrection. Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in all that Jesus has done for me. Help me to believe in what Jesus has done for me. Do you believe that Jesus has conquered principalities and powers for you? You don't need to conquer them anymore. Jesus has conquered them already. He has conquered Satan for you. He has conquered witchcraft for you. He has conquered sicknesses and diseases for you. In fact, he has conquered poverty for you on the cross. Do you believe that? If you believe that, it will work. That faith will work in your life. It will produce results in your life. So, Holy Spirit, strengthen my faith in all that Jesus has done for me. Strengthen my faith. Some of you are still afraid of witchcraft. You are still afraid of principalities and powers in the heavenly places. When Jesus already dealt with them on the cross for you, you are afraid because you don't really believe in what Jesus has done for you. You are still afraid of microorganisms, of germs, of diseases, of sicknesses. You are afraid because you don't believe in what Jesus has done for you. The Holy Spirit strengthened my faith in all that Jesus has done for me on the cross of Calvary and through his death and resurrection. Strengthen my faith in the blood of Jesus. Do you believe in the blood of Jesus? Do you believe it's powerful enough to give you complete deliverance? Do you even believe in the name of Jesus? Do you believe calling that name alone can change your life and destroy all your captivities? Do you believe that? How strong is your faith in the name of Jesus? Just that name alone. How strong is your faith? The Holy Spirit strengthened my faith in all that Jesus has done for me. Strengthen my faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There are many times I would feel very weak in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Many times I will feel very sick and sometimes feel very defeated. But then I will just activate my faith in all that Jesus has done for me. I will just connect myself with his blood, with his body on the cross of Calvary. I will do all of that with my faith. I will connect myself. I will connect my body, connect my soul, connect my spirit with the body of Jesus on the cross, with his blood that is flowing from his body on the cross. I will picture the cross in my mind and I will connect my body, soul and spirit with Jesus as he is on the cross. And immediately, strength will begin to rise from the inside of me. I mean immediately. And I'll begin to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger until all the weaknesses are gone, until I am victorious. So if I tell you that faith in what Jesus has done on the cross is a source of great strength, I'm not just talking theory, I'm talking practical. And this is not just what I do once in a while. This is what I do every day. You are going to pray. God has blessed us a lot in Christendom. We are so blessed a lot. I mean, we Christians, we are so blessed. But I don't know why some people have chosen to suffer. I mean, I don't know why some Christians have chosen to suffer and to be defeated. And I'm sure you are not like them. You are not one of them. So you are going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me bound to drawstring from all that Jesus has done for me, for free. So Holy Spirit, teach me how to drawstring from the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. The Holy Spirit, teach me how to draw strength by faith. Teach me how to draw strength. Teach me how to draw strength through faith in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. Teach me how to draw strength from that work that Jesus has done. Teach me how to convert it to strength. Teach me, Holy Spirit, how to convert the blood of Jesus into strength. Teach me how to convert the death and resurrection of Jesus into strength. Teach me how to tap strength from all that Jesus has done for me. Teach me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, there are two kinds of Christians. There are two kinds of Christians at this time. There are Christians that they only want some spiritual giant in the faith to pray for them. They only want some ministers of God, pastors, servants of God, or men of God who have gone higher in the faith. They only want them to pray for them. Yeah, I know of someone who calls those people, he said, they are prayer collectors. Yeah, the person gave a name to those type of Christians. The person said, these type of Christians are prayer collectors. Yeah. And then there are another category of Christians who are willing to be trained to become spiritual giants themselves. And I'm especially interested in that second category of Christians. Yeah, because that is one of the reasons why God has called me to raise giants, to train people to become real sons of God on earth. Sons of God that know who they are. Sons of God that are able to command great power and authority at this time. Sons of God. When I mean sons of God, it includes both brothers and sisters, male and female. We are all sons of God. So God has raised me to do that. Yeah, so that is why I'm not so interested in crowds. I just want those few people that really want to grow spiritually. Not just, man of God, pray for me. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to ask for prayers. Of course, there are some issues in your life that you need a higher anointing, a higher authority to help you out. Yeah, you need a higher grace. Yeah, to help you out. And in that case, your pastor that you know is highly placed in the realm of the Spirit can plead for you. But that is when that is needed. Yeah. You, as the believer, you should desire to grow. You should desire to grow. In fact, that the second category of believers that I have explained, those are the ones that we can see will survive in these last days. Those are the ones that we can see will survive and will still remain in Christ in these last days. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, pray me to become a prevailing soldier in the spiritual realms, both in the spiritual realms and in the physical realm. So Holy Spirit, pray me to become a prevailing soldier, a prevailing soldier. Open your mouth and pray like that. There is a training for that. And the Holy Spirit does that. If you want Him, if you allow Him, He does that. So Holy Spirit, train me to become a prevailing soldier in the spiritual realms and in the physical realm. Train me to be a Christian that is victorious. Train me to become a victorious Christian. A Christian that fights and wins. Continue to pray like that. It is not enough to fight. You have to win. It is not enough to pray. You have to prevail. And when you have prevailed, you will know that you have prevailed as a spiritual man. So Holy Spirit, train me to become a prevailing soldier in the spiritual realms and physical realms. Train me to overcome all battles. Train me to overcome all temptations. Train me to overcome all darkness. Even though Jesus has already given us the victory on the cross, we have to grow to that point where we have materialized the victory in our own lives. You have to grow to the point where the victory Jesus has given you on the cross have now become a reality in your life. It takes training and a lot of warfare to get to that point. So Holy Spirit, bring me to become a prevailing soldier. A prevailing soldier that conquers all battles. A prevailing soldier that has conquered sin. That conquers sin. The first thing, the Holy Spirit will train you to conquer as a soldier is sin, followed by flesh, your flesh, your Adamic nature, followed by the world system, the system in this world, and followed by the principalities and powers. The Holy Spirit trained me to become a prevailing warrior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I remember when I was in the Bible college, in the Bible school, one of our lecturers said something, and I cannot forget up to now what he said. He said, we should look at the book of Luke. The book of Luke, and also the book of Acts of the Apostles. I believe you're following me. He said we should look at the book of Luke in the Bible, and then the book of Acts of the Apostles. He said those two books were written to just one person. He said we should consider how big those books are. I mean, how voluminous the content in the book of Luke and Acts of the Apostles were. He said those books were written to just one man, and the name of that man is called Theophilus. That those books were written to just one man. So the intention was to give that man a detail of everything that happened from the birth of Jesus and to the ministry of the apostles. And he said, and that lecturer said something. He said, he said, you as a pastor, you know, we're all students. We're all student pastors because we're in the Bible college. So he told us, he said, in ministry, don't be so focused on getting crowds to hear your messages. Don't so much look for crowds. He said, if God gives you one person that is willing to hear the gospel, that want to know God, I want to grow spiritually, he said, focus on that person and teach that person everything you know. Help that person to grow spiritually as much as you can, even if it's just one person. So he was using the case of Luke and of the apostles as an example. So he said, focus on that one person that really wants to grow spiritually. That one person that really wants to learn about Jesus. Just focus on that person and pour out everything you know. Because you never know what God will do with that one person in the future. You never know. We never know that the book of Luke is going to be included in the Bible eventually. And that it's going to bless thousands. But it was originally written to just one person. So why am I saying this? I'm saying that just you alone is enough for what Jesus wants to do in this last days. Just one person is enough. If you are willing to open your heart, if you are willing to grow spiritually, just you alone is enough for what God wants to do in these last days. So God is not looking for crowds. He's not looking for crowds. And I am not looking for crowds. Crowds. If crowds come, fine. Glory be to God. But I'm not looking for it. Yeah. But I know it will come. Crowds will come. But that is not my focus. My focus is that you, that you are hearing me right now, that you will make up your mind and say, this God, I want to know him. This Jesus, I want to know him. I want to grow spiritually to the highest level I can. I want to do great exploits for God and for his kingdom. That is my concern. And that is why I'm saying all these things. You're going to pray. You know, we started by saying we should not be situational Christians, circumstantial Christians, that we should be strong believers. This is how to be strong, to desire spiritual growth. That is how to be strong. You are going to pray. You're going to say, oh, Holy Spirit, create in me strong hunger for spiritual growth. Create in me strong passion for God. Strong hunger for God. Such that I will not rest until I have sought God and I have found God. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In those days, you will see Christians praying and fasting, and then you ask them, why are you praying and fasting? They say, I just want to know God. I just want to hear from him. I just want to grow spiritually. They have no other thing they want. All they want is just to know God. Where are those kind of Christians? I'm still looking for them. Where are those kind of Christians? We used to have them some years back. I don't know where they are anymore. Talk to God. Are you one of those Christians that really want to know God? The Holy Spirit created me strong hunger for God. Created my heart strong passion for spiritual growth. Such that I would not rest until I have sought God. And until I have found him, such that I will not rest until I get revelations and visions and knowledge of God, such that I will not rest until I am filled from above, filled with power, filled with fire, filled with the anointing, filled with the Holy Ghost from above. Create in me hunger that will not allow me to rest until I have found God. Pray like that. Pray like that. We need such kind of Christians. In fact, I'm seriously looking for such kind of Christians. and I wish you will be one. Christians that have been consumed by hunger for God. Christians that have been consumed by passion for God. The Lord, make me such Christian. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying concerning strength in the inner man, spiritual strength. Another thing that I know makes Christians strong is love. The new love for God and for the brethren. The new love for God. When you have the new love for God and for God's people, and for your fellow Christians, you will be strong. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to have genuine love for God and for the brethren. So Holy Spirit, help me to have genuine love for God and for the brethren. Open your mouth and pray. Help me to have genuine love. Help me to have genuine love for God. Help me to have genuine love for God's people. Help me to have genuine love for my fellow brothers and sisters in the faith. When you love your brethren, you will not seek the downfall of your brethren. When you love your fellow brothers and sisters, you will want to edify them. You will do things that edify, things that will edify your fellow brothers and sisters. Not things that would destroy your fellow brothers and sisters. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to have genuine love for God and for the brethren. In the name of Jesus, help me to pray for the brethren. Help me to pray for the brethren. Help me to seek the growth of my fellow brethren. Help me to seek for transformation of the lives of my fellow brethren. Help me to look for how to help my fellow brethren to become who God wants them to be. Fill me with genuine love for the brethren, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing that I know makes believers strong is these last prayers, that is praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing, that is praying without stopping. You are always praying, meaning that you are always in the Spirit, praying. It will be impossible for you to pray without stopping if you are not first of all in the Spirit. You must be able to be in the Spirit all the time to pray without ceasing. If you can't be in the Spirit, you can't pray without ceasing. It's not possible. So you are going to pray. We can pray without ceasing. If I can do that, you can do that. That is, you can always be in a prayer mode. Yeah, or in a prayer mood. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without you, so that I can have a strong spirit, so that my spirit man can be strong. So Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without ceasing, to pray without stopping, so that I can have a large spiritual capacity, so that I can have a very strong spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, te gitash yavala. So Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without ceasing. Give me grace to pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing means every hour you are praying. Even if you are not saying anything, but your heart, your spirit is praying, is talking to God, is communicating with God. That is praying without ceasing. It means every hour you are in prayer. The Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without ceasing. Anoint me with fire to pray without ceasing. Empower me to be in the Spirit all the time. You cannot pray without ceasing if you cannot be in the Spirit all the time. If you cannot walk in the Spirit all the time, you cannot pray without ceasing. The Holy Spirit, empower me to pray without ceasing. Empower me to be in the Spirit all the time. Empower me to live in the Spirit all the time. Empower me to walk in the Spirit all the time. Empower me to pray without ceasing. I believe you're praying. If you have learned to pray without ceasing, you will have a very strong discernment as a Christian. You will have a strong discerning spirit. In fact, it will get to a point that you can literally isolate demons. You can literally point to them, because you will literally be able to see them and sense them and know where they are and what they are doing. You will literally be able to know where darkness is in your environment and what that darkness is doing. You'll be able to know where demons are staying in your environment. In fact, you'll also be able to know the number of angels that are in your environment. You'll be able to discern the presence of angels and the presence of demons and their operations. When you have prayed without ceasing for a long time, your spiritual discernment will grow. Talk to God. The Holy Spirit empower me to pray without ceasing, to pray always without stopping, in the morning, in the noon, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night, in the midnight. Empower me that my spirit will always be praying. Give me that grace, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remember, I have talked about spiritual capacity on this platform before. Yeah, but since we are praying on spiritual strength, I'm going to talk about it again. You need to have a large spiritual capacity as a Christian in these last days. You need it because you have to help a lot of people. Yeah. You have to help solve problems. You have to help solve problems in the lives of people. Yeah. So if you want God to be able to use you to solve problems in the lives of people, you need to build a very big spiritual capacity. So what is spiritual capacity? It is the measurement of your spirit man that gives your spirit man the ability to bring heaven down into the head, to bring down power from heaven into the head. It is the measurement, it is the strength in your spirit, the room in your spirit. You know, capacity is all about space. Yeah, capacity has to do with space. So your spirit can be so big and strong at the same time. Not just big, but strong at the same time to bring things down from heaven, to accommodate people, a lot of people. So when you have a large spiritual capacity, you can be a covering, a spiritual covering to many people, both to your own children. You can be a spiritual covering to your parents. If your parents are not, they are not that spiritual. You can be a spiritual covering to your siblings, to your children, and to your disciples, and to those people that God will be using you to solve their problems. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to build a spiritual capacity that will make me a solution provider to the problems in my generation, that will make me a problem solver in my generation. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower me now. Empower me now. Empower me now to build in a spiritual capacity through prayers, through fasting. Empower me to build, to develop a spiritual capacity that is able to accommodate lives and destinies and help them. A spiritual capacity that is able to solve problems in the lives of people. Empower me to build such capacity in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, empower me to build a strong spiritual capacity that is able to bring down solutions from heaven to solve the problems affecting my generation. In the name of Jesus, empower me to build a spiritual capacity that will make me a spiritual covering to many lives. Help me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the bigger your spiritual capacity, the more the pressure you'll be able to withstand. Now, there are some Christians that they cannot withstand some level of pressure from the environment, pressure from people or from relationships. At the point when the pressure gets to a point, they will break down. Yeah, when the challenges increase to a point, such Christians, they will break down. Why? Because they don't have enough capacity to withstand pressure. And it also includes temptations. Yeah. So you need to be strong enough in your spirit to withstand pressure and to overcome temptations. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, and empower me to build a strong spirit that can withstand pressure, that can overcome temptations, even the highest level temptations. The Holy Spirit, empower me to develop a strong spirit that can withstand pressure overcome temptations, even the highest level temptations, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Some people will say, oh, this is too much. I can't take it anymore. You can take it. What you are saying is that you don't have the strength in your spirit to take it. But you can have enough strength to take that and even to take more pressure than that. Yeah, some people they couldn't have a good marriage, or they couldn't have a peaceful home, a peaceful marriage, because they are not strong in their spirit. So at the point they say, oh, this is getting too much, I cannot take it anymore. Yeah, because they are weak. That is why they can't take it anymore. But when you are strong, you will take it, and you will even take much more than that. Say, Holy Spirit, empower me to build a strong spirit that can withstand pressure. That can withstand even the highest pressure and conquer the highest temptations. Empower me to build such spirit in the name of Jesus. You might be asking, why do I need to build such spirit? Yeah, because if you are going to do great things for God, you must have that capacity in your spirit, man. If you're going to do great exploits at this time, you must have high capacity in your spirit, man. Because you will be seriously attacked by the kingdoms of darkness. So you must have enough capacity to withstand even billions of demons. You must have enough capacity in your spirit to withstand the most terrible attacks of the enemy. The Holy Spirit empower me to build strength in my spirit that can withstand any pressure and conquer any temptation. Trying to conquer temptation that wants me to fall into sin, temptations that want me to get hungry, temptations that want me to misbehave. Empower me to build strength that will conquer such temptations in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Now, the kind of prayers we are praying is very important to the fulfillment of your purpose, the fulfillment of your calling. Very important. Now, because at a point in your journey to fulfill purpose, there will be a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles. In fact, some people that you love so much, they will betray you. Some people will turn their backs on you. Some people will reject you. Yeah, there will be so much opposition. Because devil don't want you to fulfill your purpose. But when you are strong in your spirit, you move on. You will not allow whatever happened to stop you along the way. Yeah. So spiritual strength is more important than any other thing you can receive from God to fulfill your purpose. In fact, it's more important than the anointing, than power, than spiritual gift. Yeah, because all of that, they can't sustain you. It is the strength in your inner man that will sustain you in the journey of life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to build strength in my spirit that overcomes all challenges, opposition, obstacles on my journey to fulfilling purpose and calling. So Holy Spirit, help me to build strength in my inner man that overcomes challenges, obstacles, oppositions that I will face in the journey to fulfill destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. You can pray in your own words, the way you understand. The Holy Spirit, empower me to build strength, to build capacity in my spirit that will make me overcome challenges, obstacles, oppositions, rejection, hindrances, barriers that shows up in my journey to fulfilling my purpose in life, in my journey to fulfilling my calling. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to build such strength. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Empower me to build strength in my inner man. To conquer all the attacks that I will face, that I will get as I journey in life, as I get busy to fulfill my divine purpose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points before we round off the session. Now, if you have noticed the way I have been dishing out the prayer point, you will realize that when it comes to strength, I make it something that it is we Christians that we build it. Yeah, and that is the difference between strength and power. Strength is what you build. Power is just what you receive from God. So anyone can receive power to do anything. In fact, somebody that just newly gave our life to Jesus Christ today and receive power to raise the dead tomorrow. Anybody can be given power and can demonstrate power. Anybody. Yeah, even if you gave your life to Christ yesterday. Yeah, but when it comes to strength, anybody cannot just have strength. A strength is something that we build over time. It's different from power. It's something that we build over time. Yeah, and you can understand it better if you study people that are athletes, people that run. Yeah. People that run race. You understand that they take time to train. They take time to learn how to run fast. They do a lot of trainings before the day that they would show up for the tournament or for the competition. They take time to build strength. Or people that do wrestling, people that fight, either boxing or wrestling. Yeah, you see that they take time to build muscles. They do all forms of exercises. Yeah, so that is an example of strength. Or people that fight taekwondo, kung fu, karate, all those fighting, all those fighting skills. If you study them, you see that they take time to train. They take time to build strength. Yeah, so strength takes time. It is unlike power. Anyone can receive power. Yeah, I can just pray for you now and you will receive power. Yeah, God will just do it because of my own feet, and you will receive power to do something good. But strength, nobody can just pray for you and you receive strength like that. Of course, they can pray for you, but you have a great part to play when it comes to building strength. Yeah. You have a great part to play. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to discipline myself in order to build strength in my inner man. Say, Father, help me to discipline myself. Help me to deny myself. Help me to deal with myself in order to build spiritual strength in my inner man. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Lord, help me to discipline myself. Help me to embrace spiritual exercises such as fasting, meditation, or prayers, evangelism, preaching, teaching. Help me to embrace spiritual exercises that will build strength in my inner man. Help me, Father, to discipline myself, to correct myself, to deny myself, and to do relevant exercises that will build up strength in my spirit man. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. Now, you need to understand that there is a limit to which power alone can take you. Yeah, there's a limit to which power alone can take you. You need strength to be able to do great exploits for God. You need strength to be able to go far in fulfilling purpose and destiny. Now, there are some ministries, some churches that started in a powerful way. And we got to hear about them. They started in a powerful way. And when they started, a lot of miracles were happening. Yeah, they were demonstrating power. And God was using them for mighty things. But after some time, after some years, we no longer hear about them again. They just went into went into extinction. They just disappeared. We no longer hear about them again. Yeah, what happened was that they had power, but they had no strength. They had power, but they had no strength. So many of them fell eventually. Many of them began to fall into all kinds of sins. Even the men of God began to practice another thing eventually that is contrary to the Bible. So they had a power, but they lacked the strength. Now, so you should focus on strength. You should focus on strength. Even though power is good. Yeah, but focus on strength. Because it is that strength that will enable you to always have power. It is by that strength you'll be able to draw power from God every time you need it. And you will never go into extinction. And you will always be relevant in destiny because you are strong. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom to do everything correctly pertaining to my calling and destiny. You're going to say, I receive wisdom to make right choices, to make right decisions, to do things correctly concerning my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. say, I receive wisdom to do everything correctly regarding the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. I receive wisdom to give priority to right things, to prioritize right things when it comes to fulfilling my calling and destiny. So I receive wisdom to value right things, to value the right things, to give priority to the right things when it comes to fulfilling my calling and destiny. So I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus to make right choices, to make right decisions when it comes to fulfilling my calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to not be carried away by successes. I receive wisdom to not be carried away by signs and wonders. I receive wisdom to make right choices and decisions when it comes to fulfilling my purpose in life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every darkness that surrounds my spirit man to ensure that I am always weak, to ensure that I am weak in my spirit all the time. The blood of Jesus, destroy the darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. The blood of Jesus, destroy every darkness that surrounds my spirit, to ensure that weaknesses continues all the time in me. Blood of Jesus, destroy the darkness right now. Destroy the darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the darkness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you are going to pray. Yeah, another thing that is able to make you strong spiritually is when you have anointing for divine utterances, anointing for divine utterances, that is when you open your mouth in prayer, or even if you are not praying, when you open your mouth, you are able to speak words that is coming from the Holy Spirit. You are able to utter words that is coming from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, whether in form of tongues or normal words. So when you are able to speak divine utterances, you'll be able to remain in strength. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, anoint me to speak divine utterances. Anoint my tongue to be able to speak divine utterances, to be able to speak angelic utterances, both in prayer or when I'm doing declarations. Anoint my tongue to speak divine utterances. Open your mouth and pray like that. Anoint my tongue, Holy Spirit, to speak divine utterances. There are words that will come out of your mouth, and even you will feel the power as those words are coming out of your mouth, because they are powerful. So Holy Spirit, anoint my tongue to speak divine utterances, both in prayer and even when I'm not praying. Anoint my mouth, anoint my tongue to speak divine utterances. In the name of Jesus, divine utterances that will produce strength, transformation, edification, miracles. Anoint my tongue to speak such utterances, utterances that will produce victories. Anoint my tongue, Holy Spirit, to speak such utterances. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that has helped us to pray be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how important it is for us to be strong in our spirit at this time. I ask, O Lord, that you touch everyone here right now. And as you touch them, I ask that you strengthen them in their spirit right now in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you touch everyone here and that you empower them to begin to build a strong spirit. Oh Lord, empower everyone to build a strong spirit from this moment onwards in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you destroy everything the enemy is doing to weaken your people, to weaken here, all the activities of darkness, attacks of darkness, activities of witchcraft that is going on against your people to weaken them spiritually. Oh Lord of hosts, destroy those activities now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life that in these last days you shall be stronger than your enemies in the name of Jesus. You shall be stronger than your weaknesses in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer be a slave to sin and darkness in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you shall go higher from the realm of seeking solutions to your problems to the realm where you become the solution to the problems in the lives of people. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the hand of the Lord take you into the throne, that the hand of the Lord take you and put you on the throne that God has prepared for you, the throne of your manifestation. Let the hand of God set you on that throne right now in Jesus' name. In your life, God's grace shall speak. God's grace shall manifest. God's grace shall produce results in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are going to stop here. Remain blessed.